What do you get when a trillion-dollar tech company teams up with a global payment giant? A blueprint for how your business can grow through smart partnerships. This is the Partnership Playbook, a podcast helping sales and marketing leaders secure high-value partnerships that finally unlock growth and reclaim time. I'm your coach, Phil Hayes-Sinclair. Welcome to the show. Now, if you've only got 2 minutes, let me cut to the chase. When Apple launched Apple Pay in 2014, it did something most companies overlook. It built trust and scale before day one by partnering with Visa, MasterCard, and American Express. Visa integrated secure token technology. Apple brought user experience. Within 3 days, Apple Pay had over 1 million card activations. This episode breaks down how this partnership worked and what lessons small and medium business owners can take away to unlock real growth. At the end of this episode, you'll know how to use trusted partners to scale faster than you ever could alone, why security and trust should be part of your partnership pitch, not just a feature, and the secret to making your partners love working with you from day one. Okay, so let's get into it. In 2014, Apple wanted to change how people paid in stores with their iPhone. But making a tap-to-pay phone system work isn't just about tech. It's about trust, regulation, and compatibility. That's where Visa came in. Visa provided the token service, a secure way to replace actual card numbers with one-time tokens. This kept transactions safe and made banks more willing to join the party. Apple, meanwhile, built a smooth user experience and got every major US card issuer on board before they launched. That meant most people could use Apple Pay the day it went live. So why does this partnership make sense? For Apple, it gave them instant scale and credibility. For Visa, it opened new digital payment channels without threatening their dominance. And for banks, it was secure and it kept them in the loop. Everyone won. And more importantly, everyone had an incentive to help Apple Pay succeed. So what are the results? Well, over 1 million card activations happened in the first 3 days after Apple Pay launched. Apple Pay is now accepted by 85% of US retailers, and by 2024, it had over 65 million US users. Apple Pay now operates in over 78 countries, and it's not just a feature, it's a global standard, and it started with one smart partnership. If you're a small to medium business owner or a CEO, here's where the actionable insights come in. Number one, picking partners that expand your reach. Apple didn't choose a small startup. They went to Visa. Why? Because Visa had what Apple needed: merchant access and global infrastructure. For you, find partners who have already served your ideal customers. Don't focus only on size. Look for who owns the relationship you want to build. So what's the quick move? List 5 businesses that sell to the same customers as you, but aren't competitors. Reach out with one simple offer to bundle, cross-promote, or to co-create something. Insight number 2, make security a selling point. Visa gave Apple Pay credibility because of their token service. It showed banks and users that this was safe. What does this mean for you? Well, whatever you build, especially if it involves customer data, needs to show trust from day one. That means security, transparency, and easy explanations. So what's your quick move? Add a trust section to your pitch and website. Talk about how you protect customer information, who you partner with for safety, and why it matters. Insight number 3, make it easy to say yes. Apple made integration simple. No new hardware, no new rules, just tap and go. So what's the insight for you? Don't make your partner do the heavy lifting. If working with you takes 10 steps, they'll quit at 3. If it takes 2 and gets them visible value, they'll say yes. So the quick move: write a one-pager that says what's in it for them, what you need from them, and how fast they will see results. Insight number 4, think long-term, start small. Apple and Visa didn't stop with Apple Pay. By 2019, they'd launched the Apple Card. By 2024, they'd scaled globally. What does this mean for you? Every partnership is a seed. It might start with a webinar or a bundled offer, but it could turn into a new product line or a co-branded service. So what's the quick move? When you pitch a new partner, end the conversation with, if this goes well, here's what we could do next. Show that you're thinking beyond the first deal. And insight number five, co-market like it matters. Apple didn't just launch Apple Pay. They ran commercials, got store signage changed, and made it part of the iPhone story. And Visa, well, they joined in. What's the insight for you? Your partners can become your biggest megaphone, but only if you give them something to say. So what's your quick move? Create a launch kit for your next partner. A sample email that they can send, social posts with images, and a 30-second explainer that they can record or share. Make it easy for them to spread the word and make them look good while doing it. The Apple and Visa partnership shows us something powerful. If you want to grow, don't just build together, partner smarter. Choose allies with reach and trust. Make it simple to work together. Think beyond the first win. No matter how small your business is, the right partnership can make you look and grow like a giant. Now, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And before you go, I have a question for you. Do you ever feel stuck, unsure how to move forward with a partnership opportunity? Maybe you're circling the same conversations, hoping momentum will magically appear. Or worse, saying yes to things just to do something. Well, you're not alone. The truth is, most business leaders aren't short on opportunities. They're short on next steps that actually work. That's why I created something for you. It's called the 100 Partnership Tactics, a free collection of proven practical moves used by high-performing CEOs, founders, and sales leaders to turn talk into traction. Inside, you'll find exactly what to do and say and build at every stage of a partnership so you can stop guessing and start growing. You'll find the link to these tactics in the show notes. It's free, it's battle-tested, and you could save months of wasted time. Thanks for tuning in to the Partnership Playbook. I'm your coach, Phil Hayes Sinclair. I'll see you in the next episode.